people often ask me. Dr. Malone, what exactly is the Mesilla Veil? My answer usually disappoints them. I don't know, and neither does anyone else. What I do have is a theory. It is based on years of research, thousands of miles spent walking the Chihuahuan Desert, and conversations with people whose experiences deserve to be heard, even if they cannot yet be explained. Let me begin with something we already know. According to our best current scientific understanding, Homo sapiens have lived on Earth for roughly 300,000 years. That sounds like an unimaginably long time, until you compare it to Earth's estimated age of 4.5 billion years. If Earth's history were compressed into a single calendar year, modern humans wouldn't appear until the final minutes of New Year's Eve. Think about that. We tend to assume that because our history is the only history we know, it must also be the only history that ever existed. I'm not convinced that's true. Now, I'm not suggesting there were ancient skyscrapers or forgotten empires buried beneath the desert. There is no evidence for that, and speculation without evidence isn't science. But I do believe we ask too few questions. Could intelligent, human-like civilizations have appeared long before us, only to disappear through natural disasters, climate change, or geological processes that erased nearly every trace? Earth has experienced asteroid impacts, massive volcanic eruptions, shifting continents, and repeated ice ages. Given enough time, entire mountain ranges disappear. Perhaps civilizations can disappear as well. Now let's return to the Mesilla region. Why here? Why do stories from different generations describe unusual lights, unexplained disappearances, strange symbols, and people who seem to know far more than they should? My research suggests these events are not random. I believe they may all be connected by what I call the Mesilla Veil. Notice I didn't say portal. I didn't say gateway. Those words assume we already understand what's happening. We don't. I think the veil is better understood as a boundary. Imagine two rooms separated by a very thin wall. Most of the time, the wall does exactly what walls are supposed to do. It separates one room from another. But suppose there are moments when that wall becomes thinner. Not enough to walk through. Just thin enough to hear faint voices, to catch a shadow, or to glimpse movement on the other side. That's how I think about the Mesilla Veil. Our world continues as it always has. Whatever exists beyond it continues as well. Most of the time, the two remain completely separate, but occasionally, for reasons we do not yet understand, the boundary changes. People report seeing something they cannot explain. Time feels different. Distances become confusing. Compasses behave strangely. Stories emerge that sound impossible. Then the moment passes. The wall becomes solid again. Could these simply be tricks of the mind? Of course. As a psychologist, I have spent my career studying perception. The human brain is remarkably capable of filling in missing information and convincing itself that ordinary events are extraordinary. But psychology also teaches us something else. When thousands of independent people report remarkably similar experiences over long periods of time, we should investigate them rather than dismiss them. That is what interests me. Not proving the stories, understanding why they exist. Some ask whether I believe another world lies beyond the veil. Perhaps, but another world is simply a convenient phrase. It might not be another place at all. It could represent another layer of reality, another state of existence, or something for which we have no vocabulary. The mistake is believing we must define something before we are allowed to study it. History shows the opposite. people observed electricity long before they understood it. Gravity influenced every civilization long before Newton described it. Perhaps the Maesia veil is no different. So why should we care? Because if even a small part of these reports proves to have a natural explanation we have yet to discover, it would fundamentally change how we understand consciousness, history, and perhaps even reality itself. The Maesia veil isn't important because it promises answers. It's important because it forces us to ask better questions. Questions that science has not yet fully explored. Questions that history may have forgotten. And questions that the desert has been quietly asking us for thousands of years. I'm not asking you to believe my theory. I'm asking you to remain curious. Because curiosity has always been the first step toward discovery. And sometimes, the greatest mysteries aren't hidden behind locked doors. They're hidden behind assumptions. Thank you for listening.